Thank you. I think it will be about 5 minutes.
Take whatever time you need.
Thank you. Good morning. It is good to be here finally. We did try to get here about 2 years ago. It just didn't work. Something came up with our grandson there. So Friday, it was good to spend time with folks. Saturday, time with folks. And we're very thankful to be with you here this morning. Brings back a lot of memories. You probably have heard, or many of you probably have heard, that the Seal Letter came out. And Nancy and I, as of September 1st, are going on whatever this is called in the United States, retired status. Somebody just turned 19, or was it just before?
19.
Hey, you're getting old. But, you know, when thinking on this in the past number of months, you know where my mind went back to? A verse that I just read over and over again for a number of months now, quite often. Ephesians 1:13. In whom ye also trusted. Wow, when I think back, I grew up in a home where my mom and dad, on a little farm, they upheld the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
We went to church. We heard the Word of God. And you can, what I'm just going to say here briefly, just relate to your own experience and how the Lord brought you to Himself. When I read that, in whom ye also trusted. Heard the word when I was little. I remember Sunday school teachers that were, when I think back, they had a great serious look on their face of trying to communicate God's word. It was like, I knew they wanted me to understand it. Well, I thought I did. And as time went on, because I heard the Word of God, because we have to hear the Word of God before that conviction can start. And a few years after I was married, Nancy thought I was a believer when before and during that time span of getting married. I thought I was a believer. I said, oh, yeah, I'm a believer. But there was a time span where I was just so miserable. I just knew there was something. I was talking to God. I was saying, I heard your word. I know about you're the Creator God. I know that your Son Jesus died on the cross for sins of mankind. Why am I so not at peace? And one evening, see, back home in Wisconsin, we had a church service in the morning and the evening, and I said to Nance, and I was even somewhat involved in the church, I said to Nance, you go to church, I just have to stay home. And I remember she went, and I just sat there, I laid in the bed with the Bible, and I went over what I knew up here, and I'll tell you, my life changed totally.
Amen.
That evening.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, that's, thank you, Lord, that in whom you also trusted. I'm getting up there in age just a bit, and I'm thinking back, but you know what? I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
And it says here, after ye have heard the word of truth, we have to hear it, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that ye believed. Wow, remember back in your own life. When you accepted Christ, when He got a hold of your mind and heart. Wow. We're going to heaven.
Amen.
And that's sort of, you know, when I think about retirement, that's where my mind has been going from my childhood when I accepted Christ. And he's not done with me yet, right, if I'm still standing here?
Yeah.
But we're going on this thing called retirement. So what we want to relate to you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, we have appreciated your sensitivity to us over the years, your care to us. You became a part of our lives. The work, you're part of the work and what the Lord in His grace did. I believe it started in 1978. We came here. Any of you here back then? Do you remember our three little kids? They're all married and they all have families and children, and but all through the years you've communicated and kept in touch with us, and your prayers and financial support have been going on for 37 years. It has been an encouragement to us. It has been a help to us. It has been a blessing to us, and the Lord has used it. Despite ourselves, the Lord has raised up a couple churches in the Beginchi Bihok area now, and they're basically almost functioning by the grace of God. They are functioning on a good part on their own. And for our time in Russia, thank you for helping us, for being a part of the work out there and striving to help the gospel of Christ get into Siberia ethnic regions. And since the end of 2008, when we were at in McNeil, Arizona, at the Aviation Training Center there, thank you for standing with us all through that time. Appreciate it, and very thankful. And we're thankful we can be here in San Antonio again. And Lord bless.
Amen.